Welcome sa Grow Deep Podcast. Ang pag-uusapan natin tonight is yung question na paano ba natin malalaman kapag ka si God ay present sa moments ng buhay natin? Usually, no, pag sinasabi natin God is present, ang naaalala natin yung mga moments sa buhay natin kung saan naka-experience tayo ng spiritual high para tayong nag-camp or naka-attend tayo ng isang napakagandang event sa isang church o kaya naman isang grupo ng mga Christian. And that is what we remember. Pero curiously, ano, nung una kong nabasa yung Isaiah chapter 42 verse 20, talagang nagbago yung experience ko at saka yung pananaw ko sa presence ng Panginoon sa buhay ko. Sabi ni Prophet Isaiah, "You have seen many things, but you pay no attention. Your ears are open, but you do not listen." So nung nabasa ko to, bigla akong napaisip, no, na naipasok ko sa puso ko tong perspective na sinasabi nitong verse na to. And basically, what I'm saying to myself is, oo nga, ang dami ko nang naranasan, ang dami ko nang nakita, pero talaga bang nagbigay ako ng atensyon dun sa mga experiences na yun? Nag-speak tong passage na to sa akin powerfully tungkol dun sa paano ko ba dapat ina-approach ang buhay, especially yung mga experiences na pinagdadaanan ko sa life. Maraming marami tayong mga experiences sa life and iba-iba tayo ng experience. And ako, no, personally, I believe that we're meant to reflect on these experiences. Itong mga experiences na to ay parang pwede mong pigain para magkaroon ng meaning at ma-discover natin kung ano ba yung binibigay ni Lord sa atin dun sa mga experiences na yun. God is giving us something in experiences. Experiences are not the end product. Kumbaga, hindi ang dulo ng kasiyahan ay yung experience. Experiences have a point. And it is the conviction, no, dito sa podcast natin na ang experience mo ay hindi lang para dumami yung experience mo, no, kung magigets mo yan, no. It's for something that God is trying to tell you or teach you. So ang mga tanong, no, siguro, how is God present in a certain experience? Ano bang pwedeng tinuturo sa akin ni God dito sa experience ko na to? How might God be changing me? Paano ako binabago ni Lord dun sa pinagdaanan ko or sa nararanasan ko ngayon? Magandang mga tanong yan, pero usually tayo ay talagang nagmamadali, napaka-busy natin, at hindi talaga tayo nagbibigay ng atensyon. We are absent from the experiences that the Lord allows us to have. No? For example, pwede kang pumunta sa isang mission trip, umaten ka ng Hillsong concert, pung mag-road trip ka, pwede kang pumunta ng isang camp, no? Pwede kang umaten ng napaka-blessed na online conference at magkaroon ka ng talagang matinding experience. Pero instead of reflecting and noticing where God was in that experience, ang ginagawa mo, you're just piling up experience over experience at nag-accumulate ka lang ng experience instead of reflecting and really hearing God's voice in the experiences. Madalas nating nakukumit yung mistake ng pagbibigay ng generic na prescription para sa spiritual growth, no? Kumbaga parang nagiging cookie cutter yung spiritual growth sa buhay natin. Nagpe-prescribe ng mga bagay-bagay, nakakarinig tayo sa church na magbasa ka ng Bible, mag-pray ka, magpunta ka palagi sa church on a Sunday, mag-try kang mag-camp, mag-attend ka ng small group, magbasa ka ng Bible tapos i-memorize mo. Parang itong mga bagay nito kapag kasinunod mo is a generic thing na if anybody would follow this, no? Bigla siyang magkakaroon ng spiritual experience. Nagpe-prescribe tayo ng spiritual disciplines, okay? Pero yung mga spiritual disciplines na yan, yung prayer, pagbabasa ng Bible, pag-attend ng Bible study, pagpunta sa church, no? Importante yung mga bagay na yan, pero hindi sila generic. Pag sinabing hindi sila generic, hindi sila pwedeng basta sabihin mo na lang na ganito and it will work for all people. It doesn't work that way. Hindi siya, kung gagawin mo to, you will feel better at yung relationship mo kay God ay mag-grow. Hindi siya ganun. It's not generic. Lahat tayo ay may unique relationship kay God. And the thing with relationships is, relationships are dynamic. They grow. and they change. Merong dynamics ang relationship because relationships involve persons. And persons are multifaceted, multidimensional beings. Ako at ikaw, may iba-ibang aspeto ng buhay natin. At wala dun sa aspeto na yun ang pare-pareho ng lagay at any moment in our life. Yung ginagawa mo sa certain point ng relationship mo kay Lord ay maaaring iba dun sa ginagawa ko sa certain point ng relationship ko kay God. At okay lang yun, no? Kasi we're all different. We have a unique relationship with God. Yung spiritual practices ko, hindi mahalagang pareho tayo, pero ang mahalaga, what we do are practices that bring us closer to God. Yung mga sayo, no? It may be the ones that take you to God, and that's great. That's what's important. We do what is best fitting for us to come close to God. Hindi yung, ay, teka, masyado ka nagbabasa ng Bible pero hindi ka masyado nagpe-pray. Kulang ka. That's not the point. Okay? So the way to reflect is for each person not to follow a generic prescribed instruction para mag-grow. Pero ang key sa relationship natin kay God is for us to learn to pay attention. Na makinig tayo kay God. At hindi lang yan, no? Nandyan din yung pag-discern kasama si Lord kung ano ba yung specific things, practices, or disciplines that will best allow me and you to notice what God is teaching us in every experience that we have. Yan ang susi. At yan, no, yung sinasabi ko na ganyan na reflecting and paying attention, it's actually a conversation. Hindi lang ito parang using your logic, but it's a spiritual surrender to God, a conversation with the Lord, and a listening to God. Now, Lord, in these experiences, I want you, Lord, to lead me and help me find the specific things I need to do for me to grow in my relationship with you. Yan ang isang magandang prayer. When we think about reflecting on our experiences and noticing God, usually ang una nating pinagbabasihan ay yung naaalala nating quote-unquote mountaintop experience. Diba? Yung times kung saan na-experience natin yung napaka-amazing, napakataas na sense ng presence ni God in a meaningful way. Pero paano naman yung mga times na ikaw ay nasa valley? Okay? We're so addicted to the mountaintop experience. But the Bible tells us that God is not only God in mountaintops. God is the God of hills and valleys. Okay. Yung mga period sa buhay natin na parang napakalayo ni Lord. We miss God's teaching and presence in those times because we think sa experience natin sa church, no, that God is only in mountaintop experiences. Yung experience na pwede nating tawaging the presence of the absence of God, no? Itong mga time kung saan feeling natin nagtatago ang Diyos, yung feeling natin hindi siya nakaharap sa atin, malayo siya, ganyan. Okay? Merong mga ganitong experiences sa buhay. Itong mga experience na to, pwedeng yung hindi natin nararamdaman si God at malayo siya sa atin, pero being aware of that feeling is also a way of knowing God. Di ba? Yung feeling na parang malayo si Lord, parang wala si Lord. It's only apparent to us. Kumbaga sa perspective lang natin yun. Okay? Pero alam naman natin, no, according to the Bible, that God is always present. The thing is, tayo yung absent. So even in times that we feel that God is distant and God is hiding, hindi nakaharap ang Diyos sa atin, no? Ito pa rin ay mga moments kung saan pwede tayong magkaroon ng added knowledge kay Lord by the process of noticing, gaya nga ng sinabi ng Isaiah. Si Martin Luther, no? He mentioned many times about how mysterious God is at yung ways ng Panginoon ay napaka-misteryoso na sometimes it's hidden from us. Na-mention ni Martin Luther, sabi niya, sometimes we feel a dark side of God's love. O may ganyan pala, no? Na parang nakatalikod ang Diyos. And so, crucial na malaman that even when a person is in a place of profound spiritual darkness, that darkness is also a real place in the spiritual journey with the Lord. Yung pagiging hidden ng Panginoon ay tinatawag na even before our time ng mga ancient church fathers kagaya nila Martin Luther at yung mga tao pa before him, no? Yan ang isang mystery. That is the cloud of unknowing. Yan ang tawag nila. And para sa kanila, no, yung mga ganyang moment is also a way to deepen and to see, to experience God. So ang tanong ko, no, sa atin, as we meditate upon this, the question is not, is God working in my life? The question is, am I paying attention? Or am I addicted to experiences? Ang hinahabol ko ba yung experience? Or am I willing to pause and pay attention, to open my ears, to open my eyes, or ask God to open my ears and open my eyes so that in experiences, in whatever happens to me, I notice, I see, I understand, I feel, and I hear, quote-unquote, yung sinasabi ni Lord sa akin. Yan ang magandang tanong. So, knowing that God is present in the moment of your life is something more than just getting experience after experience. Kapatid, God is calling us to pay attention. So, as you approach this week, I hope that you indeed would think about this and take time to notice, take time to pray, take time to ask God, Lord, please show me what you are trying to teach me. And gaya ng sabi ko about spiritual disciplines, no, Lord, show me kung ano-ano yung mga kailangan kong gawin. What are specific things that I can do that is important? What's important is these things should be helping me in coming close to you and in growing with my relationship to you. Again, you're listening to the Grow Deep Podcast, and we hope that you are inspired and blessed to grow deeper in your relationship with God and in your conviction sa buhay. Kung gusto mo pang sundan ng Grow Deep Podcast, hanapin mo lang kami sa Facebook, Grow Deep Podcast, at sa Instagram, growdeep.podcast. Make sure na i-follow mo rin kami dito sa Spotify at sa Apple iTunes Podcast, and we look forward for you to join us in one of our live streaming episodes on Facebook. So see you around, and God bless.